It blew when it hit the ground. I chucked the dynamite a pretty good distance into the large room, but I was only a few steps away from the door when it went off. The sudden, resounding concussion sent me flying. I hit the stone floor and bounced, sliding. The wooden door splintered, and a jagged hunk of wood ricocheted off my head. Stinking, billowing smoke poured through the entrance. Blood seeped from a cut deep in my scalp.
Danger. Low health.
Yeah, no shit.
Are you dead?
No. I don't think so.
Then you better get up. Let's go see what we just killed.
Mordecai had said I'd be fully healed in 2 minutes. But 2 minutes was a long time when you were in pain. I had over a dozen healing potions now, but I didn't want to waste one just yet. Not when I didn't have to. The room glowed red. I pulled a torch from my inventory. I went to grab my lighter, but a box appeared above the torch, asking if I wanted to activate it. Weird. It was different than the dynamite. A half-hour timer appeared and then faded as the bright, dancing flames engulfed the top half of the stick. I paused at the entrance, peering inside. The room looked as if it was the interior of a dumpster. Mountains of trash rose to the ceiling. Multiple small fires burned, giving it a pulsating red glow. I tossed the torch in, and the room lit up further. I spied multiple bug pieces scattered about. My map populated with about 3 dozen X's indicating bug corpses. I didn't see any movement in red dots. I'd also received a ton of notifications, but they were all in the folder.
I think we killed them all. Do you see anything?
No. The only thing that smells worse than trash is burning trash. You made a real mess of this place.
I pulled up the notifications as we cautiously moved deeper into the room. The ceiling was higher than out in the hall, almost as tall as the main corridor. Piles of garbage filled the room, stacked at least 15 tall. A black garbage bag was ripped open at my feet, and I could see fast food wrappers, soggy Spanish language magazines, and empty cans within. Why would they transfer garbage into here? I stepped gingerly as to not cut my feet, but I already felt as if my feet were changing, becoming less sensitive to the bare ground. Before, I knew this would be pure agony. It was still uncomfortable, but it was getting better. And it was happening much more quickly than it would have before all this happened. I'd received several skill upgrades just from that one move. Explosive handling, dangerous explosive handling, goblin explosives. In addition, I'd received another silver goblin box for killing more than 10 mobs with an explosive, and a gold crowd control box for killing more than 15 mobs with the same attack. I'd received a huge experience bonus for that, taking me almost up to level 6.
Do you hear music?
New achievement! Boss Babe, you have struck a blow against a dungeon boss and caused damage to it. Here's a fun fact. For crawlers who make it through the tutorial, this achievement is by far most often the last achievement they ever receive. Isn't that interesting? Reward? Let's wait a few minutes before we decide on whether or not to waste a prize on you.
The door, which moments before had been blown to bits, magically reformed itself, locking us in the room. And just to hammer the matter home, silvery, glowing bars of metal appeared. 3 skull-headed torches appeared, arising from the garbage heaps.
Boss battle! You have discovered the lair of a neighborhood boss. Put your game faces on, ladies and gentlemen, and here we go!
immediately! Open the door this instant!
Donut, get ready. Just start pumping it with magic missiles. Use your mana potions to refill yourself. Wait until we see what it is first!
The garbage exploded upward in a geyser of scorched trash bags. Bug parts and paper and food wrappers rained. A woman appeared, reaching into the air as she rocketed up like she'd been shot out of a cannon. Donut and I looked at one another. This was a human woman, about 35 years old, enormously fat. She wore a filthy and ripped t-shirt and no bra, and her skin was covered in open sores and scabs. A blue pair of sweatpants with the word pink along the leg appeared to be stretched to their limits. Her black hair clung to her head in clumps. Like me, she wore no shoes. She was also 15 feet tall. That scream froze everything. She froze, I froze, and Donut froze. The only thing that kept moving was my mind, which raced. What the actual? A mugshot-style shot of my face in a round frame appeared floating in front of me, my name and level written under it. A second image of a donut appeared next to mine. A huge versus splattered into the air. The woman's title, The Hoarder, appeared in a stylized metallic font with blood splattered around it. It was straight out of a fighting video game.
The Hoarder! Level 7 neighborhood boss. Trapped in her pile of rubbish, abandoned by society, the war inside her head has seeped out of her mind and infected both her body and her surroundings. Now nothing more than a garbage troll, the Hoarder is a horrific reminder of what can happen to those who fall out of the light. Protected by her minions, she'll do anything to keep her precious stockpile safe.
Half of her face was burned to hell. She had a health bar over her head, and it was already three quarters gone. I cheated the boss fight, killing her minions and hurting her before it even began.
Ayúdame, por favor!
The woman reached for us.
No sé qué está pasando. Me duele mi estómago. No sé dónde estoy, por favor, tengo miedo.
Shit! I think she's a person. Like, she was in her house when it happened, and they turned her into this thing. We should help her.
Yeah, that'll be a no.
Donut shot a magic missile at the woman, who staggered as it exploded against her chest. The tattered remains of the woman's filthy t-shirt burned away, revealing pendulous, stretch-marked breasts that fell over a sagging, equally marred stomach. Her health bar barely budged. The Hoarder opened her mouth. A pair of level 2 scatterers came out and charged at us, hissing.
This is really disgusting.
Take a mana potion.
I punted a cockroach and then stomped the second. A bag of garbage softened the blow, and it didn't die. I stomped again. A jagged hunk of metal tore my foot. Fuck this. I reached down and ripped a scatterer's head right off its body. My hand grabbed something. I thought at first it was a bicycle chain. No, a leash. A metal, chain-linked leash. The kind people used for really scary dogs. I snatched it up, pulling. It was still attached to the mummified remains of a large dog. It yanked out of the garbage like a monster leaping at me. Ugh. Jesus Christ. I unhooked it and pulled myself to my feet.
Okay.
I looped the chain in my hand. The woman was scared, disoriented, and she obviously didn't want to be here. But she was also vomiting killer cockroaches at us. Our only real choice was to take her out.
Distract her.
I ran around one of the big piles of garbage, one of the ones holding the skull torches.
Hurry up! More cockroaches are coming!
I saw her sail into the air, using her jump ability to land atop the pile I was running around.
Carl, this is not acceptable!
I rounded the corner, coming at the massive woman from just behind her. Another magic missile bounced off her chest. She staggered as two more scatterers emerged from her mouth. She made this awful noise as they emerged. The sound of 20 people vomiting all at once. These were level 4 bugs, the larger brood guardians.
I can't drink another potion yet! It won't let me! I can't fire another missile for a minute!
Shit. I didn't think about what I did next. I rushed up the pile of garbage behind the woman. My feet screamed as I stepped on what felt like broken glass. I looped the metal leash through the handle. I ran, and I jumped onto her back, slipping the loop over her throat. I slid off of her wet, greasy body, grasping the end of the leash with all of my strength as it pulled taut around her. She started thrashing about wildly. She stumbled backward, falling toward me. I scrambled to my feet, pulling. Her hands moved to her throat as she crashed down, splattering one of the scatterers. Several other bugs filled the chamber now. Unable to easily get to Donut, they turned toward me while I pulled and pulled.
You're doing it!
A little help here!
The bugs made an angry chittering noise as they descended on me. The poor woman thrashed. Her health moved downward, slowly but steadily.
My missiles aren't ready yet!
The level 4 hissed and jumped at me. I kicked at it, and it scattered back. It lunged again and snapped, taking a bite of my leg.
Use your fucking claws!
She's almost dead. You can kill them when you kill her.
God damn it, Donut!
I stumbled forward suddenly, landing between the two scatterers. The chain had broken. I stared stupidly at the remains wrapped in my right hand. Fuck. Donut must have drank another potion. With the chain still wrapped around my hand, I scrabbled up and punched the head of the closest of the brood guardians. Its face exploded, showering me with gore. A notification appeared and minimized itself. I turned as the second jumped at me. I fell onto my back as it hit my chest, mouth thrashing at my neck, its barbed legs scrabbling. I ripped at the creature, and one of its legs came right off like I was pulling it from an overcooked chicken. My knuckles ached. I need brass knuckles. Real ones. The hoarder lay on her back. Her health bar was all but empty. Steam rose off of her. The broken half of the leash remained around her neck. I had to finish her off now before she puked more bugs. I scrambled toward her. The woman's eyes met mine as I raised my fist.
Lo siento si fui una mala persona.
She closed her eyes as tears streamed down the non-burned side of her face. The woman only had one misshapen tooth in her mouth.
No quería que mi hija se enfermara. No quiero estar en el infierno, por favor. Por favor. Envíame a Jesús.
I'm sorry.
I punched her right in the nose. I felt it give underneath my fist, almost like it was an aluminum can wrapped in clay. It crumpled and crunched deep inside. I punched again and again. My fist burned in pain, and I took my own damage with each blow.
And the winner is the Royal Court of Princess Donut.
Our two mugshots filled my vision with...
Winner!
Stenciled over it. The remaining cockroaches all dropped dead. The door burst into shards. I leaned up against the stinking woman's dead body. And I tried not to vomit bacon and eggs all over myself.